Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Let me take a quick second to remind everybody, as I like to do, that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
I'd just like to take this moment to Phil Baker. Notice that you haven't sent an email yet. Just going to see if you want to send that email.
Good old Nikki said it's a wrap, Steve.
That would be awesome. Oh, Nikki said no?
Nikki said, yeah. I want to know these things earlier in the show.
It's all on Phil.
Okay, so Steve. What do you expect out of Coach Satterfield today? 12 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Is he going to throw the local media under the bus again?
Well, hopefully not.
I'm joking, people. He's using it as the rally cry.
Well, keep it in the locker room.
I don't know. Don't bring the rally cry out to the podium.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are going to be interested to hear just kind of. I mean, I think at this point, there's enough.
Is there not much to say other than prove?
Well, there's enough smoke around Malik. I mean, I imagine there's something there. I think he's going to play. I think there's nothing wrong as far as him playing. But, I think it'd be interesting to hear kind of, okay, what's going on there?
It'd be all Malik conversation?
Well, I mean, other than that, it's a weird, I just thought after what I've watched and just the way they've been so much better that I guess I underestimated a little bit. I really thought people would just be like, okay, let's go. We can win some of these last three games. And it's like, there is a very large portion that is still like, they're just going to screw it up.
And I'm like, I want to ask, really? Let me ask that question. Is it they're going to screw it up or they think these wins have been a little fool's gold?
Well, no. I mean, I would argue you if you said that because I would say, no, they haven't been fool's gold. I mean, you can watch. They're dominating up front. Mm-hmm. That's not fool's gold. Fool's gold is, dude, they get through the line every time and Malik just makes a play.
Yeah.
They're dominating up front on both sides of the ball right now. I mean, it's not fool's gold why they're winning games the way they are. Mm-hmm. I do understand. I thought Drew made a good point today. I mean, it has kind of been the trend. You start to believe, and then you and then you start to believe, and then you start to believe again. And, it's like, so I don't know if people are still waiting on the, okay, where's the poop? I know it's somewhere. Let's find it. I think there's enough there that tells me no. I mean, I believe. Okay, I don't believe any of these last three teams are going to blow you out. which means I think you're going to be in the game. And if you're in the game, it's on you to win.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
And again, when you say I don't think any of these teams are going to blow you out, I still feel like that's looking behind you. You know what I'm saying? Kind of still windshield looking, because it's like, no. If you don't think this was fool's gold,
yeah,
and you think this is your team, then why would you be waiting on it? Is it because it's like a lack of trust still, you know, or?
Yeah, I think so.
So if you lose, you would be disappointed in your team's performance.
Yeah, and I don't care what anybody says, man. There's still a disconnect between the coach and the fans. Like, somebody texted in yesterday and was like, yeah, because they were so connected to Bobby. I totally disagree. Fans were. Fans loved when Bobby would go up and grab a Kentucky coach by his shirt. When they would get on there and say, I don't know, I was just giving them what they wanted. They cried last year when we scored, so I just took a knee on the one. You know, like, they fans were connected.
You forget about those good feelings.
They
like,
loved Bobby's, like, just towards people. So, like, yeah, no, they were.
Because he wasn't at the end, is it like that's, well, you make that his snapshot?
Yeah, the people think 2018 was Bobby. That was Bobby the whole time he's here. I mean, he's the best coach we've ever had here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Record-wise and just, you know, and I'd say accomplishment-wise.
John L's pretty good.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many you know, top 10 teams did he have?
He was working with less. Like,
fair enough.
Like, as far as program strength.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. But at the end of the day, I judge
Heisman's
the guy who had the Heisman's and the BCS wins right. In the top five games. But it was it's just, man, I mean, I don't know. I think, like, you have a press conference today, and it's almost like, I mean, you could not listen to it and be okay.
Yeah, is it game related though? Like is it on the field related, or are you just like wait and see mode? Are the arms still folded?
Maybe. I just thought, because like I said, I watched
Clemson.
I watched the last four games, and I'm like, you've made me believe I can legitimately win the last three.
Right.
I'm in.
No, that's my point. Yeah. So this takes us back to our conversation earlier when you say things like, you can't lose to Kentucky like that. Like, I feel like you can't lose to North Carolina State or Kentucky. Clemson can super athlete you, but I expect a game. What's the spread? Has it come out yet? No, it comes out 3 days before.
Wait. Yeah. I mean, Sagarin has it down to, I think, 5, right, Nick? Yeah, 5.
Yeah, Sagarin has it to about 5.
3 for being home?
2. I think Sagarin's usually 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last week, it was like 1.8. This week, it's like 2.1.
Yeah, so like, I mean, home field advantage?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe Clemson is like at 80.
Okay, what?
84, and then the 2-point home advantage.
What kind of loss at Clemson would make you think it's on us versus is Clemson just being Clemson? Like, how would the game look where you thought, okay, that's us. We're just, you know, we're just not ready.
I mean, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I mean, would anything, I mean, if they just beat you, like, just dog walked you, then, you know, you're like, yeah, y'all wasn't ready. Because, like, Clemson's not.
You're right.
Clemson's quarterback situation is bad. They're not going to have their top receiver. They're not going to have their top defensive lineman. Like,
you're there for the.
And if you're like, yeah, but Clemson's got a bunch of 5-stars. Yeah, well, they're going to for a long time.
Right.
You know, so.
We're going to play against a lot of teams with a lot of 5-stars. Yeah, like,
somebody said Clemson's favored by 7. It's the line.
Okay.
I thought that's what the line was. So, but yeah, I think you can beat them. I mean, yeah, you go beat them. Maybe that will be it. Maybe if you go beat Clemson, maybe you come back and NC State, people are, the house is rocking.
Yeah,
because NC State's going to be top 20.
And I'll do that too. I'll let y'all know ahead of time. You beat Clemson, I'll call North Carolina State the biggest trap game in history.
Yeah, I mean, or the biggest game. I mean, it shouldn't be a trap game because, I mean, they're sitting at 17th now, and they play Boston College this weekend. So they're going to be ranked in the top 20 when they come here. Like, that's going to be a big game.
think people will go after that game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean?
Are people going to be hyped for the North Carolina State
game? That's what I'm saying. I think if you beat Clemson, we'll find out our answer right there.
If you don't.
Because if you beat Clemson, that to me will be the biggest barometer of our fans. Just, is there just strictly fans that are just not going to buy back in? Because if you beat Clemson and that's not a really, really good crowd against NC State, then people are just out. And they're just out. And they're not. And at that point, I don't know what to do. You're just going to have to say, we're just this.
Go.
Satterfield, you just got to deal with this. Because there's just some just are not going to come back.
Or you're just going to have to schedule monsters and get bludgeoned.
Or let the home schedule is just going to have to be Bama and Ohio State.
I just got to keep opening my season with some big timer.
Yeah, because I just can't imagine. I mean, if you beat Clemson, and again, I'm never been one to do the. I'm not blaming the fans on this side, so don't take it that way. I'm just saying. I mean, I think you'll be able to see, because if you beat Clemson, and now you're a 7-win team, and you have your last two games. If you beat Clemson, you're going to be favored against NC State at home, and probably at Kentucky at that point. Like, you're probably going to be favored in your last two games. So if you don't have a really good crowd, then I think that's where you could drive the nail in and say, okay, people are done. They're not coming back.
If you beat Clemson and didn't have it rocking,
I mean, yeah, you don't have to be sold out. You don't have to be sold out. But I'm saying, like, if you didn't have a solid 48,000-52,000 in there,
mm-hmm.
like for real in there, not announced. I'm talking like, it's 50-some thousand people in the seats. Yeah,
with no specialty, no specialty red outs. No,
well, I mean, senior night.
Jair
probably will be all red. We'll probably wear all red or something.
Let me get to that phone line. David, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. I'm the one who actually sent that text about being so connected to Bobby.
Okay. Fair enough.
I understand us liking how he hated Kentucky and all that jazz, but, I mean, we were connected to Bobby. I mean, there's no connection to Bobby, much less connection to any of the coaches. Like, I don't understand this idea that we need to be connected to Satterfield. It's all about winning. And that's another thing, too. Charlie Strong was the best coach we've had. I mean, back-to-back 11-2, 12-1 seasons, including
But you were you were connected to Charlie Strong, though, right?
I was connected to his winning. I loved the way that he had the defense rolling, and then we had a good enough.
You do got to admit, though, David. 1 year in the AAC and played in the Big East.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, you have
but
to say.
But at that time, the Big East was actually beating the ACC typically in bowl games. The Big East was actually better in football than the ACC was. I mean,
the AAC or ACC?
The Big East was better than the ACC.
Hmm.
We were winning in West Virginia. We in Louisville. Even Rutgers was good at the time. Like
Rutgers was good for like a year. I don't know if I want to turn Rutgers into some kind of perennial powerhouse.
Fair enough. But West Virginia and Louisville, we were rolling it pretty well.
So your point is connection to the coach, style of play, none of that stuff matters.
I don't think style of play definitely matters, but to me, I'm a defensive guy, so yes, that's why I'm more attuned to Charlie Strong and everything.
Oh yeah. But, don't get me wrong, I'm not fighting you. I mean, that would be, I could listen to Charlie Strong. Like, I love Charlie, so yeah. I mean, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you on that.
Okay, well,
I
think Charlie Strong is the best coach we ever had. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Petrino guy. I liked him in his first stint. I definitely did not want him in the second stint.
Why not? Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the same coach who flirted incessantly with other programs. he had no interest. At least Charlie Strong, he at least denied Tennessee, which, I mean, that's a pretty big deal to not take the Tennessee job. I mean, yes, he went for Texas, but he did deny Tennessee first before he left, and he wasn't flirting with other jobs the time.
Well, I mean, Bobby left to go coach Mike Vick in the Falcons.
In the league.
He interviewed with Auburn.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like Bobby, because Bobby was always trying to get out of here.
Charlie interviewed with Tennessee.
Yeah, but he didn't choose. He didn't leave there. If
Bobby
Auburn
didn't choose
Notre Dame
Auburn.
Had wanted Bobby, he would have gone.
There's no winning that.
Yeah. Okay. You don't like
Bobby.
You don't like Bobby. I get it. That's
no.
Fine. Yeah,
I can't,
okay. Fair
I
enough.
Can't
fair enough.
Bobby.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm just trying to make the point. I don't think like having a connection. I think it's very clear that there is a portion of our fan base that will not like Scott Satterfield.
So why don't you think the crowds are any good right now?
Four game winning
streak.
Honestly,
I'm out there every week. I'm perplexed. This schedule this year, and that's why. So before the season began, I predicted we would go 7-5 with losses to UCF, Pittsburgh, and then these last three games. So in my prediction, we're only a game behind. Yes, it didn't go the way I thought it would. But if we get one more win, which is against, I would say, NC State, because it's at home and without Leary and the way our defense is playing, I think we'll get to 7-5. I'm okay with that. I think Satterfield's safe. I mean, barring some crazy, we lose 100-0 these last three games to all three teams. I mean, but that's not going to happen. I think Scott Satterfield's job is safe. I just don't think people like him. And to me, it's not about connecting or liking the coach. It's about results. That's why I like Charlie Strong.
We just bludgeoned the top 10 team, David. Like, what? So why wasn't the crowd good against James Madison?
I would say probably because it doesn't have a name. But I don't think that's a reason not to show up to the games. I don't disagree with you.
I'm at the games too. You know, so I mean, like, yeah, like I feel you. I'm there. I mean, I'm just like, there's something that's causing people to just say, I'm not going.
Well, I wish I had an answer. That's I'm as perplexed as you all are. Personally,
I mean, wind was kind of whipping.
What is it? Didn't Plumber Chuck call Dieter? It was like, it was too windy.
Yeah, that wind.
He called us yesterday. It was like, man, tickets are too expensive. Like, bro, $8. No, David, man, I appreciate the call. I didn't want to sound like I'm like fighting with David, because like I agree with some of the stuff he was saying. You know what I'm saying? I just think there's something there though. And hey, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, there's something.
Charlie
there.
Came back and won though. So today, I was just letting you kind of talk that out.
Yeah.
Bobby came back winning, and you were never in on Bobby.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you can agree there. You just didn't like Charlie. You don't like Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, okay, David just didn't enough. Like Bobby because he was arguing against himself with the winning, because that dude came back and won.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
yeah. He won so much that we were like nine wins and you got to go.
I know. That says we beat Clemson in the NC State game, we'll have 50-55K at the game. I think that too. And that's why
Bobby
I hope.
Doesn't beat Clemson, he's gone. I'm just stuck with
it. I know. Says if you beat Clemson and people don't buy back in, then they're not worth listening to or talking about. I mean, I understand, but that's your fan base though. Like somebody said the Big East was not better than the ACC. I mean, they were good at the top. I will say the Big East was good at the top two.
So was the ACC.
I didn't really agree with that. But let's see. All good coaches go to bigger, better football traditions.
Well, they at least take the interviews.
Exhibit A.
They take the interviews.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. That I just didn't agree with. Stadium is too big. Fans feel like scorned lovers. who've been hurt one too many times.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that, but not for that reason.
Somebody said there was, keep in mind.
I always like to see Steve go down on the field.
I do.
And then when he lost that right, I was scorned.
That is true. Thanks, Nick. Keep in mind, there were 11,000 people at Louisville City, or at Lou City, and the Breeders' Cup was the same day. That coupled with playing JMU.
Hey, listen, if you ask me, I just think it's all about names. Like, I don't mm-hmm. care. You win three games in a row. Y'all are going to the game. Like I said, the Breeders' Cup thing. But I watched Lamar Jackson, and I literally got on Twitter. Got this and cat went, Lamar Jackson, first game of his Heisman campaign. Kind of thin crowd.
I know.
We literally had a... I'm not playing
this. This texture says, I'm tired of the first thing coach says is everyone counted us out. Get over it, you cry, or you big blank baby. You sucked at the time and the coaching was bad. Somebody said the alley is too much fun.
I will say this. As far as the they never believed in us. It's like, dude, we believed in you and nobody do. We believed in you first.
See, and I agree with the, I agree with this texter too. Like, and that was my only thing with David. It's just like Bobby's Big East. I feel like he was talking about Bobby's Big East. Mm-hmm. Like the Big East when Bobby was here, Rutgers was in the top 10, Louisville was in the top 10, West Virginia was in the top 10. Like when Charlie was here, it was like not that same.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah, no, that was AAC.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But again, I'm not arguing against Charlie Strong. Right, I love Charlie Strong here. Somebody said, let's see, we have no craft beer. I think attendance is down in all entertainment. Since COVID, people only leave if it's a special event. I think there's something to that. I think there's something to that.
I didn't want to bring that excuse in.
Yeah, but I will agree. If U of L wins at Clemson, ends their home streak, they will be on a 5-game win streak, 2 plays away from being 8-1 and ranked in the top 25.
I had never thought about it, like the speed parking and all that stuff.
When that with the caller this morning, yes. I do agree with that.
That's listen,
because we don't tailgate like that. So like, I don't think
that's terrible.
I know. Well, I mean, no. I mean, yeah. I just don't really. I never did. I don't really tailgate like so like. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it just, I felt guilty because it never crossed my mind.
It's very easy for me.
Listen, first come, first serve.
Yeah.
Get your spot.
I mean, it's
let's
easy
go tailgate.
For Steve Rummage to sit in here and just say, dude, just I'll park wherever and meet up. But it's like, no, Steve, this is what we do.
Yeah, I want to get here at 5 in the morning just so I can secure a good spot.
My family looks forward to all year these Saturday events, Friday, Thursday. Like, so it's like, no. So I don't discount.
Can you grab that, Nikki?
I don't discredit people who say that stuff. Yeah. Like,
And again, I'm sorry to the caller, to the listener of 93.9 The Ville that I was not empathetic to how much fun a tailgate, because I have done early tailgates.
Oh, I have too. I have a blast doing it.
Listen, telling my people where we're going to be at, bringing my minivan or whatever, you know, what is it, RV? Yeah, whatever, you know, to get there early, whatever it is. Like, I have seen people just meet up hardcore.
It's funny, but my minivan and all this.
Yeah, when people drop their whatever their tailgating thing is.
Yeah. No, I know, man.
Yeah, and it's awesome. First come, first serve means your hardcore partiers are up front. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
and
you get to
go by and people are always sharing libations and food and
I'm totally
the structure of tailgating has to go back.
Yeah, I'm totally
and,
with
it. And listen, and I was thinking one of the worst things on the planet.
And if you want to tailgate in style with us this year, right along Card March, Revel XP is the ultimate fan experience. They'll set you up with everything from tent tables, ice down cooler, satellite TV. You'll get a premium parking spot as well. That is worth the price of admission, seriously, using it this weekend, I got to be honest. You can buy a setup for one game or the whole season or just the remaining home game. Mm-hmm. Just go to U of L's schedule page on gocards.com and click on the tailgate packages. It's Revel XP, an elite fan experience. I just got to say, if you're like a company, you want to do like a holiday party or something like that, honestly, next week against NC State, I think would be a perfect time to do it. Like, seriously, it's a fun time. It's a great location, and you can come over and see us because we'll be doing it. So shout out Revel XP. They were wonderful to work with this weekend. We had a broken TV that got blown over, I think. And they replaced it like lickety-split. So
yeah. Chuck was right.
It was great. Yeah, I know. It's too windy. You can't be out there. It was nice. I took Charity over there and her cousin. Man, we had a good time, man. Had some food. Was hanging out. It's good.
It was a good time. I got to meet Josh Hurd. Like I said, twice as handsome in person as he is on TV.
Talking about Jeezy?
Jay Heezy. That's why I call him Jay Heezy. Jay Heezy.
grab that.
Texas says, I don't go because there's no slide like the women's basketball team has.
My last thought on tailgating, I felt bad. Like I said, I did feel bad once I heard somebody to say
I can empathize with that.
Yeah, first Absolutely. Come, first serve tailgating. There's one other thing I wanted to add to that. It's good tailgating. Like
sharing, you said sharing libations and
God, I'm gonna think about it soon. Let me get to who we got up next. Lance, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. I think it's pretty straightforward. This fan apathy is difficult to overcome. And because it's been in such starts and spurts, I mean, Satterfield coming in didn't get any favors because he wasn't wrong. That was going to be very, very difficult to overcome. He has a pretty good first year where people... I think he probably won over a lot of people that first year. But then the second year is so bad, and the South Carolina flirting, it just rubbed people the wrong way. And then you look up, and it's COVID, and you look up, and it's today, right? We're 4 weeks ago, lost to Boston College. So it's just been so quick. I mean, I think you win two out of the next three, you probably won over most people, and crowds out of the gate next year will be a lot better. But you know, it's all happened so fast. I mean, I'm talking the negativity and the poor performance. I think people are connected to coaches, right? Charlie Strong cried in his interview because he was so proud to get this job, and fans felt that, right? Mm-hmm. I think Rummage is right. You know, Bobby needled the rival. I mean, it's just a stark opposite. Bobby destroyed the rival and then would needle him doing it. Satterfield has gotten destroyed and hasn't really grasped that rivalry yet. Now, I think he does now, but you know, that kind of, it was like a perfect storm for him to have a tough go of it here. So, you know, I think winning two of these next three will go a long way. I mean, I think everybody likes Scott Satterfield. I think he's a good guy.
Sure.
You know, nice enough guy. People are rooting for him in that way, but you just got to win. And he's, you know,
I mean, he said it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he gets and he gets that as well. Now, look, it's all worked out now. But another thing is, and look, personally, they must be tight. Him not firing Brown, that was another thing coming into this year where, you know, people, they were just wanting to look for hope, and there just wasn't a lot, you know, to look for. And now, look, it's been great. 4-game winning streak. I'm as happy as the next man. Let's go. But after folks get out of the habit of building their entire week around, you know, 15 years, whatever, how long, we've been building our weekends, your text messages with friends all week long. Everything is about going to the game this weekend. You know, once you kind of get out of that habit, it's very hard to snap back. And it's getting better. Folks are going back out more. But that's really, it's just fan apathy, right? If he can win two of the next three, I do think that there'll be a little bit more of a connection, and you'll have a little momentum in the off season. That's been another thing. There just hasn't been momentum in the off season, and so you know that you can't win back your skeptics without giving them something. And this is the first time, really, in Satterfield's tenure that he's been able to give them something. So, you know, Marcus, to your point, they go beat Clemson. I think, you know, NC State, I don't know about a strong mid-50s, but it'll be a, you know, I'd say it's at least 48 around there.
Yeah, the players and the coaches will definitely feel the difference.
Well, you'll feel the inertia of, if they, you know, beating Clemson, the fan base will feel the inertia of, we have to be out there. So JMU, even though people, hey, they were ranked, they lost two games, they just still felt like, they should really win this game kind of thing, where
right.
Next week will feel like the first, I mean, really, since maybe Satterfield start off with Notre Dame, it'll feel like the first, hey,
right.
I got to be at this game kind of game.
Yeah, no, I absolutely, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate the call. I will say this. I did have my Lachlan moment listening to Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker this morning. If I hear one more time, if I hear this one more time.
Okay.
Oh, we got to worry about the kids getting hit by cars. Now, get better kids. Get better kids. If you can't teach your kids not to get hit by a car in the parking lot of a football stadium. Wow. I mean, that's not heavy. That's not Frogger. Like, that's not the heavy.
Well, people aren't driving fast. You shouldn't be.
I know. And there's enough people. If you speed through a parking lot, they're telling you, hey, slow down, punk. You know, just, what happened to that?
Yeah,
like, no. That cannot be the reason we don't have open tailgating.
You hit Xavier, I feel sorry for your car.
He'll bite the bumper off.
He wishes Carmen in.
Who we got up next?
Scott and Jeff. That's right.
Scott, fire away.
What's going on, guys? I agree, Marcus. Sometimes you just got to thin the herd. I mean, if kids aren't smart enough to stay out of the way, that's just the way it goes. I don't know why their fans aren't coming. I mean, I've been going for 35 years and probably only missed a handful of games. I just think the game atmosphere in a football game, there's nothing like it. So, I just, you know, for the life of me, I can't understand why fans. I think, to be honest, I think it sounds like a lot of our fans, and I don't want to bash them, have become entitled, maybe a little soft. You know, we have chair back seats at a great stadium that rivals some NFL stadiums, and that's still not good enough. I mean, I can remember the metal bleachers at the old Cardinal Stadium when it was 20 degrees and, you know, freezing, you know what, off, and it seemed like we still, you know, packed the stadium pretty well. But I just, you know, and if people aren't going to go to the games and they have season tickets, just give your darn ticket up to somebody. I had two extra tickets to one of the guys that works for me. And I was there last week in our regular seats, but I had two extra seats, and I gave it to one of the guys. And my God, he was so thankful, so excited, you know, texting me like five times, telling me how great it was to be at the game, whatever. You know, if you have season tickets, just give it up and give it to somebody that wants to be there. And I did have one comment on best coaches here. I'm always going to put Howard at number one, and I'll put Bobby at 1A. I think Howard is the guy that we all bought in to him
right.
back in
yeah.
the early days.
Yeah, yeah.
We Absolutely. Were there in the stadium, and we all bought in. I mean, and Howard was the best at always. You know, we used to, you know, I was in my 20s, and I can remember going to the football game, cheering our butts off, and then we would get out our tailgate area to listen to the post game show, to listen to Howard. And he always did a great job, and this is maybe something Stat and all the other coaches could listen, at selling the next week, you know, making it the most important game ever. You know, one comes into mind, we were 5-5, and I think it was Howard's last year, and we had to beat Tulsa to have a winning season. And so Howard, you know, I think he said something to the effect, you know, Paul asked him, you know, what does that game mean next week? And Howard said something like, it's another piece of bark off the, or scalp another piece of bark off the tree of tradition. So basically, we wanted to have a winning season, which we ended up. But he was always great at selling the next week and, you know, making it the most important opponent
right.
Ever. But that's about all I had. Great show, and enjoy it.
I appreciate, thank you. Yeah, appreciate you, man. This call, Scott. Rolling along. Jeff, fire away, my man.
Hey, good afternoon, or good morning. Hey, I tell you what. I'll be the first person to say it. I hated Scott Satterfield, and there was nothing he could do at the
beginning. Hate is a strong word, isn't it?
Yes, but it's accurate. But, you know, I'm an enthusiastic person, right? So he's kind of won me over a little bit with what's going on this year and turning things around. But that being said, you know, I played. I've had season tickets since 2002. And then I did not renew my season tickets this year. I was so mad at last year, and the reason that I didn't get tickets was, all right, I lugged my whole family out. I got four tickets. I go out there. I spend a bazillion dollars. In last year's debacle, I waited in line forever to get stuff. So I think I spent a whole quarter one time waiting in line just to get my kids stupid pizza, you know. And I'm like, you know what, this is crazy. You know, if things don't turn around, I'm not renewing my tickets, you know, and then, you know, all the stuff was going on and things like that, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not getting my tickets this year. It's too expensive, I'm not happy with what's going on, and then the start of the season happened, and I'm already thinking, all right, I hate this guy, he needs to leave, you know, if he does any kind of success, he's going to leave and go somewhere else, because he already told us he was homesick for North Carolina and flirted with South Carolina and, you know, whatever, so I'm like, you know, I'm not happy about it. I wish I had my tickets. I like tailgating. I like spending my time with my buddies out there. I like doing everything. But in the same sense, it's like, all right, you guys, I'm calling them this year. You guys going to tailgate? You going to do whatever? And it's like, man, we all got kids that play sports. We all got whatever. You know, it's just a weird thing. And, you know, so everybody's like, you know, I don't know. It's to watch that game on TV. I can rewind. I can see Steve Rummond standing on the sidelines on TV, you know, at the end of the game. It's those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, I could get back into the stadium and I could get things going on and watch, but, you know, I can see why people aren't going, and I understand it. And I think that even though Scott has turned things around a little bit for this season and doing things, I still see him as a guy that might have one foot out the door looking for a stepping stone kind of deal. And, you know, I don't know there. But I'll have my tickets again next year because nobody sat in my seats all year long. So we'll see. But anyway, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Fair enough. Appreciate it. Last one before we take a break. Harold, fire away.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, loved tailgating when I was in the area. It was one of the most fun times of my life. And as I think about the support the program doesn't have right now, you know, as much as we hate bringing up South Carolina, that's part of it, right? It's going to stick in people's craw. Mm. It just is. And then we think about, you know, you do that, and then it's not like you come out and justify taking that move by blowing our socks off and winning, right? And so then, you know, it's kind of like a kid who gets let down over and over and over by a parent, right? Yeah, the parent's coming around a little bit, but you think that they're going to leave you again. You think that they're not going to be there again. And right now, Scott is sitting. He could still have a losing conference record, and we ACC takeover. So, right, I'm the type of person that's been cool to him, like, eh, I want different from you. And I'm going to reserve judgment until I see you, at least at the bare minimum, finish 500 in conference. Go ahead and finish 500 in conference, and then I won't be vocal like this guy needs to go. But, man, you lose those two conference games and beat UK, I don't care, because we ACC takeover. So, y'all have a good day. I'll let you think about that. And, you know, let's go Cards.
Appreciate the call. Think about it. Going to my childhood now. Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Corfridge Floor Covering. Call Deg on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. Number seven, U of L women tipping the season off with an 87-68 win over Cincinnati. Haley Van Lith with a game high 28. She got started early.
Carr way out left side for Louisville. Whips it left corner. Van Litt fakes the three. Drives baseline. Threads the needle on a bounce pass to Williams. Out front to Robinson. Six to shoot. Drives left. Kicks to Carr. Swing it left corner. Van Litt. Shot clock at two. Fires a three. Got it!
Nick Kern with the call heard right here on 93.9 The Ville. The Cards, the women, they're in action with Ooey Pooey Thursday. U of L men's head coach Kenny Payne, he'll meet the media today at 1:30. The Cards, they open the season with Bellarmine tomorrow at 9. Men's hoops, other scores from last night. Number 13, IU, topping Morehead State, 88-53. And number 4, UK, beats Howard, 95-63. U of L football, they have a kickoff time against NC State. It'll be 3:30. Also, Scott Satterfield, he'll meet the media today at noon coming up. We'll take that live right here on 93.9 The Ville, and be sure to check out the Scott Satterfield show from 7 to 8 tonight right here on 93.9 The Ville. In football, Lamar Jackson threw his 100th NFL passing TD last night, helping the Ravens top the Saints 27-13 in Monday Night Football.
I'm home. Yeah. They always ask me, Ali, what you so angry for, man? Why you always so upset? I tell them this. Anger and hunger, my man. And I ride a unicycle down the middle. You might catch me touching feet down on both sides. Ever since day number one.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. While we are waiting for one coach, Scott Satterfield, to begin his press conference, I'm going to take a second to remind everybody, or just to give a special shout out of thanks to Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Listen, every building, every structure, every business, municipality relies on the movements of these pumps. You know, the water pumps, the sewage pumps, the sump pumps, utility pumps, all the good stuff. Right over in Kentucky or in Jeffersonville, 303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Or you can give them a call if you have to give them a call. If you have to call them like a first responder, because a sewage system down is bad. You know it. I know it. Good, reliable sewage system, sewage pumps is what you need to make sure you have. You can also call them 812-725-9217. Remember, Kentuckiana Pump Sales of Jeffersonville, Indiana. So, Steve, I asked you earlier. You want him to say, well, Malik's tough. Think we're gonna try, or is he gonna say, "Well, it's kind of touch and go there." We're trying to get everybody ready.
Yeah, no. I mean,
he didn't give it to it.
I think it's again. I kind of go back to I don't really know. I mean, like, of course you want the update.
Clemson's a tall task.
Yeah, I mean, you want the update on Malik, and yeah, I mean, maybe what the texter said. I don't know. Get me excited.
Get me excited, coach.
Yeah. I want to listen, and I want the press conference to end. And one thing, you may not agree with everything Kenny Payne's doing right now. There's some out there that don't, but the one thing you can't deny is when you listen to him talk, he gives me something that's like, okay.
We got a plan.
Yeah. Like, I've got a plan. Like,
I think you believe what you're saying. And
yeah. Or just go beat Clemson. Keep saying whatever you want.
No, talk about, I want him to say, think we got a good shot.
Yeah. I would
unfortunately, they took a couple of injuries. We're going to try to capitalize on.
Yeah, I want to hear that, hey, we're playing good football.
Yeah, we've been running the ball pretty well.
Yeah, let's go beat Clemson.
I got a couple trick plays up my sleeve. I
feel like we can go beat Clemson.
Got Braden Smith ready to come out the backfield and
absolutely
make a couple throws.
Listen, and we're going to do this. We're going to run a slot, a screen pass.
Really wish I'd have had Tyler Harrell for this matchup.
He's going to throw a screen. He's going to throw it back to Malik. Malik's going to hit. If it works right, Malik's going to hit Braden down the sideline, and
if they throw that double back screen, it'll get intercepted. If they throw that quarterback screen to Malik.
What if he just come out and said that? Just was like, hey, listen, it's what we're going to do. We just, we're going to run the ball. I'm looking at right now, we got left. We've got hitch 24. We got, boom, and and I think right here on play 9, we're gonna hit that. We're gonna hit that.
See if screen. We can set up that. Yeah,
we're gonna set up. We're gonna hit this, and then we're gonna set up that trick play where I think we're gonna score on play 12 right here. Yeah, like we're all gonna be like, coach, no.
Wait, Nick. I Or are we supposed to stay on? Okay.
Yep. All right, Nick is executing this break. Let's be clear. I repeat, Nick is executing this break. This is a Nick Valvano break.
I got two spots to clear, and then we're going to come right back, and I've been told Jack's going to anchor coverage.
Yes.
All right.
For So, and then we're going to have the Scott Satterfield press conference brought to you by U of L Health, making the impossible possible. That's the power of you.
It's all you, Jackie boy.
That's you. We out of here.
Middays with Marcus Maybe, don't like they're down the Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.